Let's go into all things Trump so I can give you all an update on what's going on with his case, the hush money trial, all of that, and so on and so forth. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. This is Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels and her testimony on the sexual encounter with Trump.
It is a dramatic day in former President Trump's criminal hush money case as Stormy Daniels is on the stand testifying as a key witness. Daniels has been detailing her first meeting with former President Trump, the sexual encounter she says they had.
Let me say this before we get started. Everybody that you meet is not cool with you. Everybody that you talk to is not your friend. Everybody that you get introduced to, you don't have to do business. And every woman that you have an interaction with that shows you interest, you don't have to have sex with. You never know. One day you could run for president and next thing you know, you fighting a hush money trial because they wanted to get famous and they wanted to benefit off of the fact that you had that level of visibility and they wanted to continue to make some money off of it even though they had been past the wall. Every woman that you meet, you don't have to necessarily take down. Y'all got to have discernment. You got to have some discipline. You got to make sure that you don't put yourself in a position to suffer as a result of it. You will be great one day. And you made a decision based off of your current circumstance. And when they were smiling in this picture, little did he know he was going to be sitting in the courtroom over a hush money trial of a woman pretending to cry and say certain things in order to continue to take you down.
Had, including revealing testimony about the days and years after that alleged sexual encounter as well. Prosecutors argue Trump orchestrated a $130,000 payment to the adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election in exchange for her silence about that alleged affair and then falsified documents to cover up those payments. Former President Trump denies the affair and the charges. I want to bring in ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Kuchersky outside that courthouse, along with ABC News executive editorial producer John Santucci and senior counsel at Cozen O'Connor Law Firm, Jerry Goldfeder. Aaron, what's the latest from court and what do you make of Stormy Daniels' testimony so far?
It has captured the attention of everyone in that courtroom, even if Donald Trump himself and his son, Eric, who's sitting in the gallery behind him, are doing their best to look disinterested and look away from Stormy Daniels. The jury is certainly captivated by her description of what she says was a sexual encounter between her and Donald Trump back in 2006 in a large hotel suite at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe, California. Stormy Daniels said that she had been there as part of an adult film production company sponsoring a hole at a golf tournament, and she described in vivid detail, almost too much detail for the judge at times, who asked prosecutors to move it along, how she was in the suite. She remembered being in the bathroom and seeing a leather toiletry case. She remembered Old Spice and Pert Plus. And
then not Old Spice. not the Old Spice. Hey, like, hey. No, dog, don't let her see your toiletry bag with the Old Spice in it. Don't let her see your travel bag.
And when she walked out of the bathroom, she said she remembered seeing Donald Trump there on the bed. Were you threatened? Prosecutor Susan Hoffinger asked her. She said, well, there was a power imbalance and he was sort of blocking the way, but she said she didn't feel threatened. Eventually, the two had sex, she said, but as she began to describe that encounter, the sexual encounter, that's when the defense objected and the judge sustained the objection.
The things that you do today can come back to bite you tomorrow. The things that you do today, gentlemen, can come back to bite you tomorrow. Do not find yourself in a position to where a woman can be sitting there going into detail about what it is that y'all did sexually outside of the hotel room.
Jerry, Stormy Daniels has gone into a lot of detail here, as Aaron explained, not only about what happened that day on the golf course, that night at the hotel room, and also what happened thereafter. How is the defense going to cross-examine her on this and try to challenge her?
Well, they're going to try to make her into a liar, but I don't know how they're going to succeed. The level of detail is, it's exquisite detail. And it sounds very believable. I'm not in the courtroom, but from all the reports, it seems as if she described their encounter with such vivid detail that it has to be believable. The room, the conversations, what he was wearing, what he wasn't wearing. It seems to me that the defense has a very difficult job. But look, the heart of the matter.
What does that have to do with the actual trial? I don't really understand. It sounds like a consensual encounter between two adults. What does that have to do with anything? She's still a P-star.
Is that at a certain point when he was running for president, he decided that he could not have her tell her story. It was right after the Access Hollywood tape when they were crazed about making sure that American voters would not hear about this tawdry affair. And if the defense wants to take the tack of trying to disprove what she's saying, good luck to them.
And John, we're also hearing some interesting testimony.
He said, don't let him see your toiletry
again,
bags.
Denise is on the stand as we speak. She said after this whole encounter that her life was amazing. In her words, she got a raise. She directed more films. She broke into Makestream Films. She had a kid. But she's saying it was actually in 2011 that she first had another interaction related to Trump where someone told her to stop talking about
so
it.
We've heard this story before, but not obviously on a stand in a courtroom. So it's Stormy.
When y'all deal with these women, y'all have to get all of the proper documents and the paperwork in place, even when you don't deal with them. So any woman that you have in your presence, you have to take her through the paces, especially if you are a man that is going in a certain direction. But for all of you young guys, I know that y'all don't believe in DocuSign. I know that y'all don't believe in lawyers. I know that you don't like spending money because, it ain't getting me no box. I can spend $40 on a box. That $40 box is going to come back to bite you, big dog. And when these women want to come back and they want to say, oh, man, I slept with him. I slept with this. This is what's going to come back and bite you. Now we got a whole hush money trial, right? You could have solved for this. You could have got the consent agreement, the non-disclosure agreement. You could have got the, what am I missing here? The confidentiality agreement, depending on what role she played in your life and within your organization. They're not just going to be quiet just because, listen, when she go broke or when she has, see, she was quiet the whole time when her life was amazing afterwards. But then when things start getting a little bit shaky or they wanted a little bit more money, be careful. Be careful.
Stormy Daniels is now speaking about Diane is that in 2011, she gave an interview to In Touch magazine where she talked about her encounter, her relationship with Donald Trump, her interaction. Didn't go much further than that, kept it very 30,000 feet. However, she's talking about an incident now in June of 2011 in Las Vegas. She was in a parking lot, apparently coming out of a Mommy and Me class with her child. And she says a man approached her and threatened her to not continue telling her story about her encounter with Donald Trump. The man allegedly said, according to Daniels, quote, he told me not to say anything at all, and I was scared. Now, according to our team, Stormy Daniels apparently getting emotional on the stand while recounting this. Notice she's been wearing glasses, according to our team, raising them up, not to get them foggy as she's becoming, you know, pretty emotionally upset. And now it's also interesting that jurors heard about a blog post during the testimony of Keith Davidson, who sent a cease and desist letter to the blog getting the post.
See, listen to this. Look at the chat. This is why I like interacting with the chat. Chat says, nobody is thinking that far ahead to get a HR to sign an NDA. Well, okay. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you. Them days is over. The days of Anton from AntonDaniels.com trying to go back and forth with y'all and arguing back and forth about whether or not y'all should do this and do that. Cool. I don't think you should. I don't think you should think that far ahead at all. I think you should just go ahead and see it through. As a matter of fact, we're not even talking about the fact that you're going over there and talking to a hooker. You don't see this as a, do you not see this as a problem or the fact that you feel compelled to even go talk to a hooker and then let alone not protect yourself when you go and talk to the hooker in the first place? I don't think you should do, I don't even think you should wear rubber, as a matter of fact. I think you should see it through. This live stream today is a live stream of confirmation. I think you should go. Have at it. Make it happen. Don't think it through. That's the reason why you're in the position that you're in the first place. Get to it.
Removed about that exchange, about that sexual encounter with Trump. So again, that's 2011. So let's just, you know, bring the timeline out to everybody here. 2006, the sexual encounter. 2007, the last time Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels see each other. 2011, the magazine interview, this encounter with a man approaching her in a parking lot, basically saying, stop talking about Donald Trump. We are building closer and closer to the crescendo, if you will, of 2016. Keith Davidson, Michael Cohen, catching and killing her story.
And Jerry, up until now, the
super
judge
chat
has warned the prosecution, particularly when talking about the sexual encounter, that we don't need all the details here, right, to sort of slow down in that respect. How important are the details to this part of the story? What happened after and now as she starts to try to tell her story and when she says she was first told to keep her mouth shut?
Well, these details present a texture for the jury to have a feel of her truth telling of.
Talk to her, Rihanna. OG Rihanna. OG Rihanna in the chat, she said, you'd be surprised how many don't make you sign anything.
Her recollection of all of her encounters with Donald Trump.
Let me tell you something. I'm so paranoid and I'm so cautious when it comes to people nowadays. Dog, you can't get past my wife to get to me without signing the paperwork. My wife is like, Anton, did you make her sign that paperwork? My girl, my heart, my wife is like, Anton, don't let that girl come around you without signing no paperwork. Yeah. Love and business partner. She like, this chick ain't about to come over here and fumble the bag under no circumstances. Under no circumstances. Get the lawyer on the phone, have him send the paperwork, make sure that you record it and all of that stuff. We don't play no games. We play zero games. That's my eyes and ears. Oh, Anton, I know that she's an inspiration, but did you make her sign the paperwork first? Okay, continue to do what y'all, you know what I'm saying? Keep creating, keep cooking up. Podcast time, let's get to this money. Hey, listen, promotion, marketing, and all of that. Yeah, this is great. But make sure that she signed that paperwork first, though. No, y'all always want to be messy. She talking about all women, all people, women, men, all of that. No trade secrets are released from here. No trade secrets are released here in these streets. What happens in Detroit stays in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
So that's the reason why she's being asked about all these details. But the judge really doesn't want to go over a line that where the details become so prejudicial that it's unfair to the defendant. And it's not a bright line. So the judge has to make a determination when there's an objection that there's a little too much detail in her stories. But there's certainly enough in her testimony to demonstrate that she's not making this up on the stand. And it appears that she never made this up at all, that her recollection of all these details that the prosecution has elicited from her is truthful. And that being the case, that's really what the takeaway is by the jury.
So let me spin a block real quick before we get to the next thing. I know Trump was in another case and the judge postponed documents that could indefinitely basically prevent him from having to ever go to trial in the first place. Check this out real quick.
Shortly after Donald Trump's hush money trial adjourned today in Manhattan, a significant development emerged in another one of his criminal cases, the classified documents trial down in Florida. Today, the judge overseeing that case, Judge Aileen Cannon, postponed that trial start date indefinitely. It was originally set to begin in less than 2 weeks on May 20th, but now it is unlikely to happen before the 2024 election.
So, just giving y'all an update on everything Trump-related. Let me read some of these super chats because we got to continue on with the show. What we got going on next? Oh, I got a couple good ones. I got a couple good ones lined up for y'all. But I want to make sure that we keep in time and that we're not going over time. So we're going to go ahead and have to revisit this a little bit later.